لبيك اللهم لبيك، الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين that we are here. جزاك الله خير for your wonderful waves and your beautiful smiles, Yunus and Aisha and Yusuf, mashallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Are you happy that we are here? How many of us feel happy? How many of us feel healthy and excited that we are here? Then show me your smiles on the camera. You can show me your smiles on the chat box by making a smiley over there, that you're really happy and healthy. And you are happy in this classroom if you're sitting in a very nice place, if you make sure that nobody's distracting you anymore. And let's see, I feel so happy when friends show me their notebooks and their preparation for the class. They show me that they have wonderful, beautiful colors. They have their crayons, they have their notebook, and they're sitting so nicely, and they have their materials with us. So in case some friends still need to do that, they can, and they can give a big, big hug to mom and dad for helping them. And any food that we are eating, let's put it away, right, Yusuf? Is it eating time or is it class time now? So let's make sure if you have any food next to you, then you put it away. You don't want anything to spill on your beautiful work, okay? So let's see who's going to show me their materials. And I'm going to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May Allah's peace, mercy, and His blessings be upon you. And barakallahu fi for being here. Alhamdulillah. Okay, I thought that I had the screen from this side. I'm going to just switch that so you have it here, inshallah. Okay, jazakallah khair, wa'atum jaza for all our helpers and ansars in this room, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you, give you a lot of barakah. And I did see some people showing me some beautiful colors. Incredible. Okay, so anything exciting on your mind, you can raise your hand digitally and you can tell me if you want, while you are going to type your labaik in your classroom, inshallah. And labaik means, yes, I am present. I am present fully with strong muscles and happy mind that I'm here for the class. And you can show me anything that you want. You can tell me if there's something that you want to talk about. Then raise your hand. How was your week? Go ahead, Safiya and Amal.
I am making the mosque.
You're making a mosque? Isn't that amazing? You want to show us?
Afterwards?
Okay. All right. So we will take you afterwards. You can, at the end, you can turn it on and you can show us. Afan?
I made a masjid.
Wow, that's incredible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you the imam of the masjid too, inshallah. All right. Okay. This is so beautiful. Zainab, what is that? Zainab, you want to talk about it? It looks so pretty. Your mic is unmuted. You can talk too. So I see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I see a playland. Go ahead. You want to talk about it, Zainab? I can hear you. Okay, Zainab, I don't know, your voice is not coming through, but it looks beautiful. I can't wait to be in that playground. That is so beautiful. Noor Mariam has something nice like a ribbon there. Noor Mariam, what is it?
It's a kind of a shoelace, because actually it is a shoelace, and my mom taught me to tie. Actually, I didn't know how to tie, but suddenly when I was going to make this, my mom also taught me how to tie. Now I tie my shoes correctly.
MashaAllah, that's so beautiful. And I love it that you shared with us, right? And sharing is caring. And you know what Rasulullah said? That ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything. Even if your shoelace is broken, just ask Allah. Okay, so if anybody wants to make a masjid, they want to have colors and crayons and nice things, just ask Allah and Allah will give it to you. Aisha, this looks so beautiful. You want to tell us about it, this masjid?
I colored it with Sharpies.
And did you draw this also? Did you trace it?
I drew this.
Oh my God, you are such a good artist. That is so incredible. You want to show it one more time to the fans? This is so amazing. Which grade are you in, Aisha?
Even.
Which grade?
Even.
Even?
First year.
First year. Okay, that is incredible. I am so proud of your drawing and I love the colors. That is so beautiful. Love it. And I hope all of us are making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our masajids back and we are able to go back into the masjid. I know in Pakistan and some places the masjid, you know, has just praying areas, but here where I live, the masjid is like my another home. You know why? Because we come together there, we have functions, we go there to learn. We even used to have a star together at masjid. So I'm going to miss the masjid so much this Ramadan, so much. We even used to go for the night prayer. So let's all make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our masjids again. And one more time, a big pat on the back on everybody, mashallah, who did beautiful. And you can type, if you can type, you can write your name in the chat box with your full name. And now it's time to turn our cameras off and our brains on. Shifa Ibrahim, that looks beautiful, mashallah. Okay, so let's turn our cameras off. Now I'm going to ask you towards the end to show anything, okay? And we are going to focus. Somebody is not going to let us focus. Type one, if you are going to get him out of the room, somebody who's going to whisper and say, no, let's not focus, right? So, mashallah, you guys are strong. Excellent. So, some people will get tricked and he will say, uh-oh, you can do things, you can play around, and you can miss everything. But some people are going to be so strong that they're going to listen very carefully. So they are going to do focus, which means that if they were eating or if they were jumping around, they will stop doing that and they will focus. Okay. And they will listen very carefully. And if they can write, if they can draw, like our friends were drawing so beautifully, then they can draw. Okay. So today we are going to a brand new surah. And that is called Surah Ikhlas. Okay. So, Safiya and Amal, we're going to keep the cameras off at this time. Okay. So that we can be very focused on the screen, inshallah. So, last time, which surah did you do? And let's not type, friends. Let's not keep typing one because that's not going to be nice for everybody. We are very smart people. We know how to focus. So, last time, if anybody wants to tell me on the chat box, what surah we did, you can type there. And I do see some friends have something on their mind, so let me ask, I think one of them, Ariba. Okay, I think Ariba is not next to her desk. So Aiza. Aiza, you want to say something?
No.
No? Okay. All right. And Cheyenne?
I already learned Surah Al-Ikhlas.
MashaAllah. I'm so proud of you for learning that. MashaAllah. Excellent. And today, you know what? You can write the name of the surah, what we are going to learn today. And I'm so proud of those friends who sent their homework and I was listening to them. They were so beautiful. So today, after the Tawuz and Tasmiyah, we are going to do Surah Ikhlas. So let's say the Tawuz and Tasmiyah, and then we can write the name of the surah. So I'm going to say it, and you are going to say it at your end. Okay? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Your turn. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Inshallah. Excellent. You guys got a defense shield on. You're all strong and powerful. And I hope that Shaitan is not able to disturb you again. And when you said Bismillah, it brings barakah in your life. So go ahead and start decorating this word. This is called Ikhlas. Ikhlas. Okay? Kha and then Ikhlas. Sincerity. So this is an amazing surah. Okay, so today we are doing Surah Ikhlas. So go ahead and type that in your, I'm sorry, not type that in, like in your notebooks. You can write that in your notebooks, inshallah. Okay, and once you have written, I wanted to tell you the story about it. Okay, I hope you are writing very nicely, and you are writing, it's I-K-H-L-A-A-N-S. This is a very, very special surah. Why? Because it talks all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what happened? One day, disbelievers were teasing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know what they said? They asked him, "You keep telling us about Allah. So who is Allah? Is he made of gold? Is he made of silver? Or is he made of copper?" So they were making fun. And they were trying to tease the people who believed in Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah, Surah Ikhlas. And it means sincerity. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this surah down and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this surah in front of them. So he said, "Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad." So when Rasulullah ﷺ recited this surah, they were in a shock and they had no answer. Would you like to learn what is the meaning of Surah Ikhlas? Then go ahead and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Allah, I want to know this surah, I want to memorize this surah, and I also want to know what does it mean." So let's type one. If you have memorized Surah Ikhlas before, let's type two. If you will memorize it, you have not done it yet, and type three. If you are going to remember the meanings also and inshallah share with your family. So whichever option is yours, you can go ahead and type it. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So let's find out what is Surah Ikhlas. Again, it's a very, very special surah. So special that it talks all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that this surah is 1/3 of the Quran. Let's see how can you type that 1/3. Sara Fatma, please type one only one time. Okay? Not typing too many times. We already got a defense shield on. If your defense shield is weak, then let's say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem one more time. Okay? And let's be very careful because there's so many lovely friends in this classroom. We don't want to disturb anybody. Okay? So 1/3 means like if you have like a whole thing, it's 1/3 part of that. Okay? So you see these three blocks here, then it's just the 1/3 part. Okay? Hadia, do you want to see yourself or do you want to see the lesson? So what is my instruction, friends? This is our week number 4. So we know we do not turn our cameras on during the classroom. Okay? So this is 1/3 of the Quran. So let's start reciting the first ayah, and when I say your turn, you are going to say it. When the first ayah, be very careful that here, let me show it to you by highlighting it maybe, that this is the letter Ha. Okay? So you make sure that you say this letter very carefully. It's a Ha. Okay? And this Ha is different than this Ha here. So let's see if we can recite it very well. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. Your turn. So you are going to write the meaning. Kul means say. So next time when I need to say to you that you can recite, I can say kul. It means that you can say now. Okay? If you say this kul with this cough with two dots, it means say. But sometimes, if we do not say the Quran correctly, okay, and some friends, they say kul. That is like saying, like, let me see if I can draw it for you and show it to you. Some friends say it with the different kaf, and they say it with this kaf, kul. Okay, so you know what is the meaning of kul? This kul means, like, if you say it with, instead of using this kaf, you say it with this kaf. Then you know what it means? It means eat. Okay? So in this situation, you know what? I should have my stylus here because for the mouth, it's difficult to write. Okay. So let me try one more time, but I hope that this is clear to you what I am trying to say to you, that if you say from that cough or calf, it's going to change the meaning. Okay, so we are going to say this with cough, pull, 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 not pull, pull, not with this calf. Okay, if this is clear to you, then you can type one, that yes, I understood. Alhamdulillah, it's clear. I'm going to say it with the other calf. I'm not going to say it with this calf right here. Or sometimes you write this calf like that. Okay, so I am going to put like a red sign over here that shows, and this one is wrong. Okay, this one is wrong. And this one is the right one. Okay, so we are not saying eat, kul, no, we are saying kul. So it's really important that you pay attention to what we are saying. Okay, so let's say one more time. Kul huwa Allahu ahad. Your turn. Excellent, excellent. Some of you said the ha so beautifully, I feel like giving you a star. So some of you said this ha very nicely. Some of you are still practicing, so keep saying it, it will become better. And some of you said this off very nicely. So what does this mean? It means that Allah is the only one. What does that mean? It means that we only worship Allah and no one else. Nobody else. We only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we believe in Allah and we ask help from Allah. And whatever Allah tells us to do, we do that. Okay? So did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you to love your parents? Type yes or no. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you to be nice to your parents? What do you think? Y-E-S, yes? Or N-O, no? Good job, Zurais, MashaAllah, Aisha, and Abdurrahman, you all agree that yes. So inshallah, we will be very, very, very nice to our parents. Okay? Let's go to verse number 2 now. Are you ready? Then type 1. Yes, we are ready. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So I know you guys are all ready. Thank you. I got some ones. Alhamdulillah. When I say type 1, only one is good. You don't have to type multiple times. So, okay? Only one is good for me. Now, let's focus and look here. There's a letter Saad. It's a heavy letter. So let's say it very nicely. Just like here, this Allah, we have to say it a little bit heavier. Okay? Allahu Samad. Your turn. You know what? When we stop at the end, this dal has a kalufala sound in it, which means that the sound is going to bounce a little bit. So you're going to say, Allahu Samad, Samad, Ad, Ad. You hear that sound? That's like when you put a ball and it bounces back. That's kind of the sound. Okay? So let's try one more time. Allahu Samad. Your turn. Very good. Now, it is written here, some of you have already written down, the everlasting refuge. That sounds like a tough word. What does that mean? What is the meaning of a samad? So go ahead and write that. Okay? Okay, you're going to go ahead. Okay. I'm hearing some crosstalk coming. So let me give it a minute before that dies out. Okay. So what is the meaning of samad? A samad means that Allah does not need us, but we need him. Allah does not need us. We need him. Okay? We need him. And Allah lives ever and ever and ever, and he never dies. That's what as-samad means. Okay? Let's move to our verse number 3. And let's say that together. Ready? Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Can you all say that? Excellent. Same thing, the qalqala at the end. Okay, the bouncing. And the last one. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Your turn. Very good, mashallah. So proud of you. Big stars for you, mashallah. Beautiful recitation. And what does it mean? Nam, he has no offspring, which means children. And not, he is begotten, which means he cannot give birth, like he does not give birth, which means, in simple words, let me write it for you. It means that he has no children and no parents. Okay? So no children and no parents for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not a human like me and you. Okay? And not there is nahu for him kufuwan equal ahad anyone. There is no one like him. So go ahead, my little friend. In your notebook, you can write the lessons from Surah Ikhlas. Number one, Allah is one. Okay? Allah is one. A big star for those who wrote it, mashallah. Number two, he does not need us and we need him. Number three, he has no father, no daughter, no son. And number four, no one is like him and he is like no one. Okay, I'm gonna sing it like a poem while you're writing, and if you want, you can sing along, and even towards the end we will try to practice it saying together. Okay, let's say it. Say Allah, he's the only one. We all need him and he needs no one. He has no father, no daughter, no son. No one is like him and he is like no one. I hope anybody can try saying that. Is there anybody who wants to say it like that? Let me lower all hands and who can try repeating that like that. Okay, go ahead, Zurais.
Allah is one. He does not need us. We need him. He has no father, no daughter, no son. No one is like him, and he is like no one.
MashaAllah, takbir, Allahu Akbar. That is so beautiful. That was so beautiful. I love it. I love it. So we can all practice it. And inshallah, when we come back from our dua and from our story time, then we will try to sing it all together. Okay? Sounds like a plan? Go ahead and type one if you are ready for your dua time with your beautiful teachers, right? So if you're ready, then go ahead and type one. And inshallah, we can move to our very special dua. I'm so proud of you, those who did their dua for drinking milk. So today we will find out that what dua are we going to do today. Okay, and I think it got went forward really fast. So let me just put it back up there. Okay. All right, so inshallah, we are going to start with a dua with Sister Fatima. Jazakallah khair, Sister Fatima, for being here. Alhamdulillah. And over to Sister Fatima. Jazakallah khair wa asana jaza.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrashli yusadri wa yasilli amri wa ahlu luqdatam min lisani yafqahu. Holy, Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, little ones. How are you all? Jazakallahu khairan kathira, dear Sister Davidia. Alhamdulillah, we are here for another dua session. MashaAllah, tabarakallahu fi, for all those who are sending their recitation in the group. MashaAllah, beautiful recitation. So good to hear you all. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you lots of barakah. Now you are growing bigger and bigger with the Quran, mashallah. I was listening to the Quran session and you all are voice is low. Let me check. Is that okay now? Is that okay for all now? Can you please confirm? So alhamdulillah, we are here.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Voice is good, alhamdulillah.
Okay, so now, alhamdulillah, we are here with another dua session. And Quran is making you all special, more and more special day by day. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all the best, the special one with this Quran. And how beautifully our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us so many duas for sleeping, for eating, for drinking milk. And now today, inshallah, we will learn one more dua, which is very special, which is very important, which help us to protect from all the shaitan, from all the dirty things, inshallah, which is a dua before entering the toilet, okay? So let's first read this dua, and then we will memorize it, and then we will try to find out why we have to read this dua, and what benefits we can get from this dua. Are you all ready for that? So let's start. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma inni. Allahumma inni. أعوذ بك من الخبث من الخبث والخبائث والخبائث One more time. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. Now let's see the meaning of this dua. In the name of Allah, we say Bismillah. And then, Oh Allah, Allahumma, Oh Allah, inni, indeed I, a'udhu bika, I seek protection with you, like with your name, min al-khubuthi, from all the evil, wal-khaba'ith, and evil, like it's female devil, female shaitan, we can say in easy words, okay? So we are getting protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the evil devils, male and both female, okay? What happened when we go into the toilet? The toilet is a very dirty place. It's a place where the dirty devils are staying. We can say that it's a house of the dirty devils. It's the house of shaitan. When we go inside, what is happening? That they can see us. We cannot see them, but they can see us. In our regular language, we used to call them as jinn or devil. These are another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like us, we are human beings, and there is one another creation which is called as devil or jinn. These are so bad ones. These are the dirtiest ones. So that's why they are staying in the toilet. It's the house of the it's the house of the devil. So what we have to do when we go inside, we have to seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say this dua, what will happen? There will be a barrier in between both of us. Like we will be get protected from all these devils. They will not be able to see us when we are in the toilet. When we are busy, they will not be able to see us. So this dua is a must to do before going into the toilet. If just in case we forget this dua, what will happen? We will not have this special protective barrier in between us. These jinn, these shayateen can see us and see how bad it is. What we have to do? Read this dua. Enter your left foot, go into the toilet, finish, and then wash your hands. Sometimes, maybe you guys experience it, the shaitan whisper in our ear and say, let's waste the water, let's play with water, let's play with the soap. Why he is doing it? Because he wants to make us busy in the toilet so that all these devils, all these shayateen can see us for so long time. When we say this dua, we will also be protected from all these whispers of shaitan. What we will do, we will be a nice kid, we will go inside, finish, and directly came out after washing hands. Okay, we read this dua, we go inside, finish, then we clean our hands, then we will come outside. After coming out, what we have to say? There is one more dua after coming out of the toilet. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us at each and every step before going to the toilet and after coming out of the toilet. Subhanallah, how beautiful that Islam is. When we come out, what we have to say is, Ghufranaka. Ghufranaka, you can repeat it after me. Ghufranaka. What does it mean? Oh Allah, I ask of forgiveness from you. Now, why we are asking for the forgiveness when we are coming out of the toilet? Because toilet is a place where we cannot remember Allah. We cannot say the verses. We cannot say the ta'awun or the tasmiyah or anything. We cannot talk about, we cannot, even we cannot talk. And when we are in the toilet, we are not allowed to talk to anyone. We have to stay quiet, we have to finish quickly, and we have to come out. So it's a place where we were unable to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why whenever we are coming out, we are asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we spend a time in which we were unable to remember our Allah, okay? So that's why we are asking our merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Why? Because we were unable to remember him while we were in that toilet. So now, what we have learned today, before going into the toilet, we must have to say a beautiful dua, which is Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Why we have to say this dua? Because the toilet is the house of the dirty jinns. Khubuth and khaba'ith, these are the names of male jinn, male dirty jinn and female dirty jinn. Like the whole family is staying there. So after reading this dua, we will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to harm us. They wanted to see us, which is so dirty and so bad. This dua will make a barrier in between us. They will not be able to see us. We will stay protected, and also we will be stay protected from all the whispers of shaitan, like wasting the water, playing with the soap, etc., etc. So inshallah, we will be able to spend our maximum less time in the toilet. After finishing, we have to wash our hands thoroughly with the soap. After coming out, what we have to say is, Ghufranaka. I ask to Allah for forgiveness. Why we are asking Allah for forgiveness? Because toilet is a place where we cannot remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we cannot say da'ud, tasmiyah, where we cannot make a dua, where we cannot say anything, like even we cannot speak, because it's the dirty place, it's the house of devils. So we will also thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our digestive system is well and good. Alhamdulillah, we are digesting the food very nicely, and we are unable to thank, like we are not able to give the due haq of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we are asking Allah to forgive us, because we are not giving the due haq of, like we can say that Alhamdulillah we are saying, but still being a Muslim, being a human being, we have some shortcomings. So just we are asking for forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah loves us a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us so many du'as through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that at each and every point we get protected from our Allah, from shaitan, from all the devils. So now what's your duty from next onwards? When we go into the toilet, we will say dua, wash our hands and come outside and then say Ghufranaka. Inshallah. Make a habit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all so that we can memorize this dua as much early as we can. You can also teach this dua to your mama and your family members also. Barakallahu feekum, my dear ones. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira. I'm giving to the mic to the sister Javeria. Now going towards your next session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakillah khair wa ahsanul jaza for the beautiful dua. So let's see if you guys can do before. Write it in your notebooks and be
the door, and then you need to quickly come out. After when you do that, you wash your hands, and then when you're coming out, you say Mufranika.
MashaAllah, excellent. Okay, and Rumaisa, you can show me your work also. Anybody wants to show on the screen now, you can show that too. Yes, Rumaisa. Okay, mashallah, that was beautiful. The voice was a little humble, but it was beautiful. Okay, Ramin, that looks very nice. Okay, is that the dua, Ramin? Can you talk about it?
Yes.
Okay, so can you bring it closer to the screen? I like that there's a coloring there. You wrote it yourself?
No.
No?
I did coloring.
You did the coloring. Okay, amazing. That looks so pretty, mashallah. I love your coloring. Jazakallah khair for showing us. Okay, you were saying something? Go ahead, Rami.
Allahumma inni a'udhubika min al-khubuthi wa al-khaba'ithi.
Okay, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. That was beautiful. So everybody who was trying to share it with me, we are going to listen to all of you in the group, okay? In the homework group, inshallah. But if you want to show, yes, Rahman, that looks beautiful. So now we are going to get focused again. Let's make sure that your screens are off and let's move to the story time. If you are excited for story time, go ahead and type one. That tells us that yes, you are excited for story time, okay? And everybody who was trying to say it to me, just say it at your own place. Let's, we can all say one time, all of us. And unmute everybody and we can say the dua one time, all of us, okay? One, two, three. MashaAllah, excellent. And when we come out, we say Ghufranak, Alhamdulillah. And you know, there is something more that we can say also. And once you will grow a little bit bigger, then you will learn that. All right, so I know you are very, very excited. I see all those ones for story time. So inshallah, we will transfer it to our lovely storytellers. Let me just lower all the hands and over to Dania and Hadia, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, little friends. Today we are going to be talking about a very special prophet. Can anyone guess who that is? He was the person who rode the ark. Yes, it is Prophet Nuh. So let's get started with the story. Next slide. A long time ago, there were living a few righteous men among the children of Adam alayhi salam. They remained good and pious until their death. People loved them for their good deeds and sincere belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were very sad at their death. Shaitan took advantage of the people's sorrow for those men and asked them if they would like to see them once more. Everybody said yes. So Shaitan gave them the idea of making statues and idols that resemble them to look at them every day and remember their good deeds. People liked the idea and made some statues. They started to visit the statues with their children, thinking that the idols would bless them and bring them closer to Allah. As the generations passed, people started treating the statues more like gods. They forgot all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turned to worship the idols. Shaitan succeeded in tempting people to disbelieve. This custom displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he sent the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam to guide them to the straight path and call them to worship Allah and leave the idols that have no power to benefit or harm them. Nuh alayhi salam went to his people to give them the message of Allah. He spoke to them in public and preached to them in private. After years of hardship and struggle, only a handful of poor people listened to his call. Each time he urged them to ask for Allah's forgiveness, they would thrust their fingers in their ears and draw their cloaks over their heads. At last, Nuh alayhi salam warned his people of an approaching flood, hoping that it would persuade them to win Allah's favor. He pointed to the many holes in the earth, which were filling up with water, and showed them how the rivers were overflowing their banks. But his people only laughed at him and said, "Bring down the punishment you threaten, if what you say be true." The people turned against him and even tried to kill him. In great distress, Nuh alayhi salam prayed to his Lord, "Help me, Lord, I am overcome." Later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam that now none of his people will believe in him, except those who had already shown their trust in him, and that he had decided to send a terrible flood which would destroy everyone except Nuh and his followers. Allah then ordered him to build an ark. After a very long period of hard and tiring work, the ark was finally ready. Then Nuh alayhi salam said, "Embark. In the name of Allah, it shall set sail and cast anchor. My Lord is forgiving and merciful." Allah then asked Nuh alayhi salam to take aboard with him a pair of every living creature, along with his faithful believers. No sooner had they all come aboard than the rain began to fall. More and more rain fell each day. The river overflowed, and then it became a flood. The ark rose and fell on huge waves, but when the flood had reached its peak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the sky to hold back the rain. The clouds began to part, and the rain stopped. As the level of water began to go down, the mountain peaks started to reappear. The ark came to rest on Mount Judi, in a land now known as Turkey. The Prophet Nuh alayhi salam and his companions thanked Allah for saving them from such a devastating flood. Everyone happily came out of the ark. The animals were led to safety. Nuh alayhi salam prayed, "Lord, let my landing from this ark be blessed, for you alone can make me land in safety." Hadia, what did you learn from the story?
Well, I learned to persevere and work hard in striving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion. What did you learn?
I learned that we should be very strong. What did you, little friend, learn?
You can type it in the chat, and we will see you next time, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.
Jazakallah khair wa asma jaza. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. That was a beautiful story about Nuh alayhi salam. And there were lots and lots of animals on board in this boat. And there was somebody who did not get on this boat, who did not listen. And one of them was Nuh alayhi salam's own son, right? So let's see if you have some lessons that you learned from Nuh alayhi salam. Very good, Amina. To be strong. And you can even show me your notebooks if you drew something, if you made a big boat and you made it to go in the water. So you can even draw that. So if I'm not sure if it's the correct name, Safa Mehreen, go ahead, a lesson.
To believe in Allah.
MashaAllah. How did you come to know about this? This lesson, to believe in Allah. That's such a beautiful message you shared. It's so incredible, right? I'm going to write it here also. To believe in Allah. everybody was making fun of Nuh alayhi salam. They were thinking, oh, he's just joking. He's making a boat. It's not even raining and he's building this boat. And they were not listening to him, but he kept on going. Go ahead, Cheyenne, your lesson.
Okay. I learned from Nuh alayhi salam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent flood, it was raining, and for a long time the ship go on the water, then they reach a Julie mountain. That's not here.
Excellent. Very nice. And you know what? Now it's recently discovered. Allah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make this boat a sign. And now they recently found this boat. They can find the traces. And it's a huge sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Bakr.
Allah. Assalamu alaikum, ma'am. When if we believe on Allah, Allah save us from dangers.
MashaAllah, Abu Bakr, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is such a beautiful message you shared, that if we believe in Allah, then Allah saves us from dangers, no matter what's happening in the world. Like some people, they are so scared of even this virus and everything. So we should believe in Allah and do what Allah told us to do. Like Allah told Nuh to build the boat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to live clean and stay away from bad. So we should do that. Okay. And we should also try to believe in Allah. If there's anything bad in our house, if there was any books which have bad pictures, if there's any other things which are not good, there are some toys which make so much music and things, we can try to clean our places, right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from the bad also. So very nice lesson, mashallah. Muhammad Umar?
Yes.
Yes, your lesson. What did you learn from the story today?
We need to be patient.
Wow, that's so incredible, right? Nuh alayhi salam was so patient. He kept building the boat. It was hard work, but he was patient and he kept going. So, Aisha Khan?
We need to believe in Allah.
Need to believe in Allah. Look at that. This is so beautiful. You want to bring it a little bit closer? I can't see quite well. Okay, I like your sunshine. And is that a... water there. That looks so beautiful, mashallah. Jazakallah khair for sharing that. And that is so lovely. Awesome. That's big stars. I wish I was sitting right next to you, then I can give you big stamps, you know. So Aisha, that is so beautiful. The ikhlas. How did you write it? Aisha, how did you write it?
My dad made it.
Your dad made it with you, mashallah. That is so beautiful. Jazakallah khair for being so honest, right? So our moms and dads are so amazing. And when you work together, that's so beautiful. I hope you guys are working with your family to set up and decorate your houses for Ramadan. Go ahead and type one if people are decorating your houses with families, writing beautiful reminders and setting your houses for Ramadan. You can type that. Zurez, that is so nice. I love it. I love your notes, mashallah. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, Shifa Ibrahim, you wanted to share a lesson?
So this is the first time inventing a boat. And the first time once the prophet came to the earth. That was the first time there was no boat in the world.
That's so true. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, right? How to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you guys that the real Muslim people that listen to Allah, the Shaitan told them to build statues and listen to him and do bad things.
Right. MashaAllah. Excellent. Jazakallah khair for sharing that. That is so beautiful. Okay. Alhamdulillah. You guys are so smart. So incredible. Okay. I love this red card. This is so beautiful. But what's your name, sweetie? What's your name?
Safa Mehreen.
Your name is Safa Mehreen. Okay. Because it was written Miss Safa Mehreen. So I was thinking. So sister, is it your name or is it your mom's name? Okay. Do you like to call yourself Miss Safa Mehreen?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I love your card. That is so beautiful. Excellent. All right. Zarin, that is so great. It's so beautiful. The boat. You're welcome. Thank you for showing it to me. And Zarin, that is so beautiful. I love your boat in your notebook. Very nice. Mashallah. I love that boat. So nice. You like to draw, Zarin? Zarin, did you draw it by yourself?
Yes.
Yes? Mashallah, you need to give yourself a big pat on the back. I'm so proud of you, mashallah. All right, so friends, let's now go and find out. So next time, you know, one thing that I really, really learned from Nuh alayhi salam's story is that don't give up if people are laughing at you, okay? When Nuh alayhi salam was calling people to Allah, the people were doing really bad things. Some of them were, you know, like as Dani and Hadi are explaining that some of them like put their hands in their ears. They closed down their ears and they're like, no, we don't want to listen to you. Some of them even put their cloth on their face, you know, in a funny way, and they didn't want to talk about it. And some of them were laughing at him. They were like, oh, you're going mad or something. Like, you are making this boat. It's not even raining. And go ahead, you can call for whatever you need to call because we are not listening to you. So next time, if sometimes a friend makes fun of you, don't have to say bad things back to them, right? That is so beautiful, Amina and Anabia. That is so beautiful. I love that both, Amina and Anabia. Do we want to talk about it? What are you showing me? Can you talk about it? I can hear you. What is on the screen? Is that like a project? Yeah, Naveed? Anabia Naveed? Can you hear me? Okay, your voice is not coming through. Okay, but that is beautiful. I don't know what it is, but you know what? You guys can send your pictures of your things to you know, also, and we can see them better, inshallah, also. So if friends are laughing, if somebody is laughing at you, you are doing the right thing. You went to praise Allah and you are trying to do something nice, and some people make fun of you, oh, look at that, what did you draw? Don't give up. Keep on doing what you got to do. Okay, keep on doing what you got to do. We need to be strong and we need to believe in Allah. If you are doing what you're doing for the sake of Allah, then you keep doing what you're doing. Okay, inshallah. So time to turn our cameras off and time to know our religion very, very well. And today you will learn something incredible about the angels who are always recording, who are always seeing what you're doing. I think it was like a boat model, Anabia. I think it was like a boat model, if I'm seeing it correctly. Okay, so let's go ahead, and if you are ready to write in your notebooks about your religion and all about the topic of angels today, then go ahead and type one that, yes, I am ready. I can learn about angels. You know what? The angels are all around us even right now. They are seeing what you are doing. Even if mom and dad are there or not, the angels are always around us. And they are there to write things. So let's see. I'm going to lower everybody's hands and ask you, if you know something about angels, like who are angels, then I can listen to you at this time. So, Anabia? Anabia, I don't know, your mic has some problem. If it works, then just start speaking, okay? I'll leave you unmuted. So, Shayan, first one to raise your hand, okay? Go ahead. Who are angels?
Angels are with wings.
Okay, angels are with wings, Zoraiz?
Angels are made of light.
Amina?
Angels are made out of light.
Okay. Safa Mehreen?
They write what we do in the entire day.
Wow, they write what we do. Okay. Muhammad Umar?
Yes.
Who are angels?
Angels are made of light, and angels are made of light, and the biggest angel is Jibreel alayhi salam. He has 600 wings.
Wow, mashallah, you know a lot. Excellent. And Aiza?
Angels are made of nur and they obey Allah.
MashaAllah, I love that detail. You know, let's not repeat if somebody has already said something like they've made it light, but I like that detail that they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a new one. So I hope some of my friends are writing all that. Okay. So Abu Bakr?
Ma'am, Satan was also angel. He disobeyed Allah and Allah threw him down to the fire.
Okay, that's a tricky one, Abu Bakr. So what makes you think that Satan was an angel?
Angels are creatures of Allah.
So that is correct. But Shaitan was not an angel. He was something else. Chris Scratch, think about it. Okay? And I'm going to say to all the friends, R-E-A-D, read to succeed, that Shaitan, let's see if somebody can type it in the chat box. What was Shaitan? He was an angel? Do you think, yes, he was an angel? Or do you think he was something else? He was made of something else. Let's see if friends can type. Meanwhile, those friends who are writing about, okay, Zainabali got it right. And I had some other friends also write it right. Yes, he was a jinn. So he was not an angel. He was made of fire, but he was a very good jinn. And that's why he was given status amongst the angels, because he was worshipping Allah day and night. He was worshipping Allah very nicely. Okay, so is that clear, Abu Bakr? Yes, Abu Bakr. J-I-N-N is jinn. Is it clear, Abu Bakr?
Ma'am, I got what I want to say.
Okay, awesome. Alhamdulillah. All right. So angels are the obedient creatures of Allah Almighty. Just like some friends told us, they always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day we will talk about jinns too, but inshallah today it's about angels. And angels do not disobey Allah at all. Okay? They do not disobey Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them from the divine light. I want you to touch your hand. Does it feel like mud or sand? Right? We know we are made of clay, like sand and mud, but it doesn't feel like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it from that, and then we have given a form. So just like that, the angels are made from the divine light. They are invisible. We cannot see them right now. And they are innocent and there are no sins committed by them. Okay, that's why when some kids work so nicely, some people like say, oh, you are just an angel, like, you know, saying as if you are a good person. So angels are very obedient. They are always engaged in prayers and praise and glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have different roles, okay? So they have different roles and they have different duties. Let's see if you can write some names of angels and you can write some duties that they do. So I know one friend already said one name, and that was Jibreel alayhi salam. I was so proud of you sharing that angel name. So why? Because Jibreel alayhi salam is the leader of the angels. And he was the one who brought the books to the prophets. Okay? There is a Hiba, Mikael alayhi salam. He is responsible for sending the rain. Okay? So you can see it on the screen and you can write it in your books also. Next time when it's raining, you know what? You don't say it's Mother Nature. You say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Mikael alayhi salam, and he is making the angels work and then the rain comes down. And he also takes care of distributing the food. Okay? Then there is one angel who is holding the trumpet in his hand. Okay? He's holding the trumpet in his hand. And that angel's name is Israfil alayhis salam. Okay? Okay, Hadia Zamir, I paused to read your text, but looks like it's the wrong thing in my chat box. So please let's make sure what you're typing, or at this time when we're taking class, let's focus in the classroom, okay? So Israfil alayhis salam is the one who is holding like a horn, like a trumpet, okay? And on the last day of judgment, he will blow it. Then there is one angel. We don't know the name for sure as such, but he is called the angel of death. And he will come to take the soul from the body. Okay? It's neither a body, there is a soul. So today when you talk to mom and dad, you know, mom and mom, you're writing that we will die. Yes, we all are made from Allah, and then we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that will be a start of our brand new life. I am so excited for that life because I don't have to do any homework in that life. And I will get to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And there will be so much fun, inshallah, in Jannah. And then we can be doing so many amazing things. So this angel is the first angel that we will probably see in our life, okay? But even right now, there are some angels who are writing down everything that me and you are saying. So anything that we are doing, we are saying, these angels are writing that. Let's see, anybody can tell me the name of those angels who are writing down everything that we are doing? Anybody wants to share? Aisha Khan?
Munkin
Naki. What is the job of Munkin Naki? Very good. Venerable, you wrote it. You know Munkir and Nakir, where what is their job? Okay, let's see. Amina.
Kiram and Katibin.
Masha Allah, excellent. So Kiraman means honorable, Katibin means writers. So they are the honorable writers. Umar?
Yes.
So you wanted to say it in the name of the angels too?
Yes.
So what was that?
Kiram and Katibin.
MashaAllah. What do they do? What do Kiram and Katibin do?
They write our good and bad deeds.
Very good. So do you think Kiram and Katibin are good and bad angels, or do you think both of them are good angels?
Both of them are good.
MashaAllah. That's incredible. You guys are so smart. Rahma? And Zikra?
I wanted to say the names of the angels.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Kiraman Katibin.
Very good. Excellent. And you know what, Kiraman Katibin, if you are thinking of even something good, like I am thinking I want to send like tons of toys to all these kids. Allah send lots and lots of good toys to these kids on the Eid day. Then even if I am thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angel to write it down as a one good deed. And if I actually send it, I talk to the team and I'm like, you know what, these kids work so hard, we need to send them some good toys, then, and we do it, then it will be 10 good deeds or more, okay? And if I think of doing something bad, like I'm like, oh, this person is disturbing me, I need to, you know, slam something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that angel to hold on, this person might say sorry and not do it. So he waits till I, and if I actually do something, like I like to actually push my brother or sister, then he writes that down. And even then, he waits that he says sorry and don't do it anymore. Okay? So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us that we remember that angels are all around us and they are writing whatever we are doing, even if somebody knows or not knows, even if mom and dad are there or not, right away. What do you think? What do you think about angels? So, Yasuwe, what do you think about angels? I can see your wave. Yeah. Do you know that the angels are still watching you? Yes? Alhamdulillah. So go ahead, Muhammad Umar, what would you like to tell us? And anybody wants to show me their notebooks right now, you can open your screen and you can show me your notebooks too. So go ahead, Muhammad Umar.
Yes.
You wanted to say something?
No.
No? Okay, I saw your hand raised. It's okay. And Aiza?
There are two angels.
Mm-hmm.
Our shoulders, one on the right side write good things of us, and the left of the left shoulders they write bad things of us.
Right, so this is like for our understanding, but yes, they are around us. They are not like sitting on our shoulders, but they are definitely around us. Jazakallah khair, Muhammad Numan. I love what you wrote. Muhammad Numan, did you write it yourself, Muhammad Numan? Yes, Muhammad Numan. Did you write it yourself? Yes. Did you write it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so you can write cursive? That is so cool that you can write cursive. That's beautiful. Okay, Abdul Rahman, you want to share anything? I like your drawing. Go ahead. What are you showing us, Abdul Rahman? Yes?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I love your drawing and I love your smile. So what did you learn today?
Nuh alayhi salam.
You learned about Nuh alayhi salam, mashallah. And Nuh alayhi salam kept on working hard and he never gave up. Alhamdulillah. I'm so proud of each one of you. And yes, let's see. Okay, what we are going to do now is we are going to sing our poem one last time, and then inshallah we will note down our homework. So let's say it together and let's see. Are you ready to read? Good. So I'm going to open the mic and we can all say this together, okay? All right, one, two, three. I'll sing and then you guys can all sing, inshallah. All right. I did move it. Okay. Say Allah, he's the only one. Your turn. Okay. Say Allah, he's the only one. We all need him and he needs no one. He has no father, no daughter, no son. No one is like him and he is like no one. Okay, so you are going to say it, all of you together. One, two.
Say Allah, he is enough.
Allah,
he has no child, no mother, no son, no one is like him, and he is like no one.
Very good. Okay, so we're going to recite one last time. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And then you can practice this thing as a poem together. All of you can say in that tone. And we will, inshallah, listen to you also, like the recitation. And this you can practice with your families also. So one last time. Say Allah, he's the only one. We all need him and he needs no one. He has no father, no daughter, no son. No one is like him and he is like no one. And I'm sure you are so creative, you can add actions to this, okay? So note down your homework. Let's memorize the dua for entering the bathroom and exiting the bathroom. Make sure you enter with your left foot first, and inshallah, stay, you know, quickly get done and come out saying the dua. You're going to practice reciting Surah Ikhlas, sincerity, with meaning. And of course, you are going to be a very, very helpful Muslim and love mom and dad, hug them, take care of brothers and sisters, and make sure that you decorate your houses for the coming friend who is coming. Who is coming? Which month is coming? You all can say it loud. 1, 2, 3. Which month is coming?
Ramadan.
Very good. Ramadan is coming. Excellent. So inshallah, I will see you in next class on Thursday.
It's gonna be Thursday.
Yes. So I hope you have a very good time. And if anybody has any questions, anything, they can send an email to us. A special, special thank you for being very active participants. And inshallah, you can send an email to kidscourse@noorquraninstitute.com if you have any questions, any concerns. And inshallah, I will see you on what day next? Go ahead and type it on the chat box. What days do I see you next, inshallah? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for everything. If you still have anything to say, and because the time is up, you can send it to the email, inshallah, okay? Alhamdulillah, on Thursday. Excellent. You guys are so smart. One more time, pat on the back. And walasra inal insana nafi khus illa ladina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. By time, mankind is in loss except for those who believed, who did righteous deeds, who reminded each other of haqq, and who reminded each other of being patient. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.